Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Lamed Dalet. Ksuvas Lamed Dalet. We left off for a little bit behind. We left off at the two dots on Lamed Gimel on the base, roughly a little more than a third of the way, almost halfway up the page, just to get our bearings. This parak, of course, is the home base for the discussions of Kamle Bidramine. One person's chayv two punishments. Let's say Misa, Mama, and Misa Malkas. We give only give him Bezin, gives him the Mohammedic punishment and not the Morkatic punishment. It comes up, of course, because in the Mishnah we spoke about the obligation, the chiv, to pay Knas when one is Ma'anas and Naira. And the Mishnah described case of person being over chayv Krisus, his Achisa, his sister, his aunt, his father's sister, his mother's sister, a bunch of different cases of chayv krisus, where our Mishnah says there is a chiv knas. Chayv krisus is meted out by Shemayim. It's given its punishment bidei Shemayim, not bidei Bezdin, and therefore there is knas. There's machlokes about that, but our Mishnah was of the opinion that when there's chiv krisus, there still is a chiv of knas. The other opinions say no, even when there's a chiv krisus, and certainly when there's chiv bidei Bezdin, there's no chiv knas. We then segue into a separate issue, a kind of a steer of sorts, that our Mishnah, right in the beginning of the third parak of Ksuvos, says that once chayv knas, chayv mamnes, when he's ma'anis, one of these chayv krisus, achaysai, and the like, yet the Mishnah in Makkas, the third parak, Elohim alaik, the Mishnah describes the case of Malkus, it brings that once chayv makkas for being ma'anis, achaysai, and those cases. And the Gemara was bothered, how's a person chayv both mamun and malkus? Just like you say, he has no misa and mamun, or no misa malchus, there's also no malchus and mammon. That's the most question. How do you know that from Kedei Rishasai? We dash in a person's only chayav for one rishah, Bez only punishes for one rishah, not for two rishahs. So what's pshat in our mishah saying there's a chayav mammon, and that mishah saying chayav malchus? How could you have both? That was the question we've been dealing with more recently the past couple of dots. So we already sent answers to go over, get our bearings. We had one answer from Ula, that when you have mammon and malchus, what's the obligation? Mammon. Whatever is mammon and malchus, obligation is mammon, like we find by Edim Zayimim, like we find by Chavala, and the source that applies all over is, because the Pasuk says, tachas asheina, we dash in tachas tachas, that by ma'anis as well, the ikar punishment is giving the mammon and not the malchus. So our Mishnah, our parak makes a lot of sense. It's a chiv of mammonis, a chiv of knas. Aye, what's the pshat in the case in Malkus and third parak with the chiv of Malkus? That's talking about a case where there is no mammon. Where's that? In a case where it was, let's say, mefuta, she wasn't nana, she's mefuta, and she already was a bagaris, we discussed, bagaris, mefuta over there, there would be no mammon. So if there would be Malkus, if a person is in such a case where he as Baal HaChesai, without the mammon to take a payment, then of course it's Makkas. But if you have both the scenario with this Makkas and mammon, the punishment would be mammon. That's how Shakir is going to learn. And the our Mishnah is the, I don't want to say the Iker, that's the normal scenario. The Mishnah of Makkas took my case where there, for some reason, was no mammon. Rabbi Echan said opposite. The Mishnah of Makkas is the Iker. Normally you have mammon and Malkus. The punishment is Malkus, not mammon. The punishment is Malkus, not mammon. And that's understanding of the Mishnah in Masechta Makkas. Aye, what's the case of our Mishnah with the punishment of Mammon? The case is where there's no Hasra for Malkus. You only give Malkus if there was Hasra given. In a case where Hasra was not given for Malkus, over there, then of course there only be a Chiyav of Mammon. There will not be a Chiyav of Malkus. That was so far the two answers we have in explaining how you can have our Mishnah saying there's Mammon and that Mishnah saying there's Malkus. They're talking about a case where each Mishnah stole my case, but the other one didn't exist. Comes along, let's see, two dots of every house. Reish Lakish Amar, no, I'll give you a third mahalach, how we reconcile these two Mishnahs. Reish Lakish Amar, Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah? We're Mary. The author of our Mishnahs really means our Mishnah, in addition to the Mishnah over there in the beginning of Makkas, that he could have, in the beginning of third part of Makkas, that he could have by a person, Ma'anis' sister, he could be chayav both Malkus and Mammon. It's her mayor, Dama Leika Mishalim. It goes like a mayor says, Leika Mishalim, one is chayav to both, one can yes be chayav both Mammon and Malkus. Ask the Gemara here, mayor, Afi Bidanami. But one second, according to the mayor, that one's chayav both Mammon and Malkus, so why do we have the Mishnah coming up at three blafin now, the Flam Vav? Mishnah says, if one's Ma'anis' his own daughter, then there's no Mammon. When one's Ma'anis' his own daughter, there's no chayav Chalila, there's no din of Knas there. Ask the Gemara, but if you don't go to Meir, why not? Why don't you say that there should be Chiv there as well? Meaning, Rameir holds Mammon and Malkus Yichayev, so even one's own daughter should be Chayev. Now what are you going to say? And one own daughter, in the cases till now, it was Chayevi Malkus Chayevi Krisus, but there's no Mises Bezdin. When one violates one's relations with his own daughter, there's actually Chiv Mises Bezdin. So Chiteima, maybe that's the Chilik. Rameir Leika Mishal Misle, Mesa Mishal Misle, maybe Rameir holds that one can get Malkus and have to make a payment. That you have to do. But Misa, Chayev Chiv Misa, capital punishment, death penalty, and Mammon, that not, maybe even Rameir agrees with it not, Veloy, but it's not true. Rameir holds even when there's a Chiyav Misa, still there's a Chiyav Mammon. I want to give you a proof from the following Brisa, and this will be a big focus of the whole next Mammon. Says Marva, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. If one steals an animal, a Sharaseh, and he does Tficha Shabbos. You know, if a person steals, in general, he's chayv to pay back what he stole, and of course, if he's caught red-handed, before he pays it back on his own, he's chayv to pay Knas, he's chayv to pay Kefal. Double payment. What if he steals a shur or a seh, and then he goes and shechts it or sells it? He slaughters the animal, or he sells the animal. He's then actually chayv, not just knas, not just kefal, he's chayv what we call dal vehe. He's chayv four or five times payment, depending if it's the cow or the sheep. He's got to pay four times the cow, five times the sheep. He's got to pay four or five times payment as a knas. Okay, now what if the fellow is ganav? He stole it the tavach b'Shabbos, and he shechted on Shabbos. We know shechting on Shabbos is one of the lametas malachas. He's chayv mises bezdin. Similarly, ganav tavach b'Beis Chavim. Or if he stole an animal and he shechted it tavach b'Dezara, again, it's a chayv mises bezdin for shechting l'avay Dezara. Ganav shar niskel v'tavchay. Or if he stole shar niskel, chishu v'yaz shar niskel has no value. Shar niskel is a shar that gored a person that's chayv to be get skila. That shar is asav ana, so the chayv has no value. And still, most of these cases, Mishalim tashlumar v'chamisha. Rameir says, he's chayv to pay dal v'hey. So you see, in the first two cases, by shechting on Shabbos, shechting on v'dezara, even though the fellow's chayv mises bezdin, he's still going to be chayv the mammon of dal v'hey. That's Rameir Shita. So even when he chayv misa, there is a chayv mammon. So l'chayr back by us, why by bitay is he not going to be chayv when he's manas bitay, chayv mammon in addition to the misa? So that's more of a chum paitin. The chum argue, the chum say that no, that one is pater. The simple understanding is, then you chayv misa, since there's a chayv misa, there's a ptur on the chayv mammon. That'll be the simple explanation. We'll see more about the chayv shortly, because based on how we explain Rameir, we'll have to reinterpret the chayv. Says the Gemara, we said about that brisa, Amar back of Rabbi Yechanan, Va'amila Amar Birmi, Amar B'Shimon Lakish, Rav Avin, Rav Eloi, V'chacha Verseh, B'Shem Yechan Amar. So it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan as follows, B'Tevechai De'acher, that Rameir was only being mechayiv when you shechted by a third party. This Rameir says a person who does tvichim, is tavach on Shabbos, or tavach shema v'dezara, that he's chayiv dal v'hei, is only if it wasn't him that shechted, a third party shechted, so Reuven stole it, he instructed Shimon, I'm saying that on purpose, he instructed Shimon, and Shimon shechted it, so then Reuven's chayiv dal v'hei, because he's not chayiv misa for the act of Shabbos, because he didn't do the act of killing of shechita on Shabbos, or the act of shechting l'avay dezara. Since he's not chayiv misa for the avay dezara for the Shabbos, therefore he's chayiv dal v'hei, because it was his friend who did the shechita. Therefore Reuven's chayiv dal v'hei. Otherwise, if Reuven would have done himself, he tak wouldn't be chayiv. That is the etza that Rabbi Yechanan gives. Ask the Gemara, what's going on over here? Shimon's doing the shechita and Reuven's chayiv the payment. V'chizeh chayiv v'zem is chayiv. Does that make sense? That this guy does the sin, Shimon does the sin, and Reuven is chayiv to pay the dal v'hei. Amrava, amrachmana utfachay emecharei. Pasuk says, "Tzvachah v'charei ma mechira de'acher afvichah de'acher." There must be three sources that yes, that we say there is a shliach for the purposes of, you know, even though we say ein shliach v'aveir, for the purposes of being mechayev for tavach v'machar, for the din of being mechayev for shechting of a stolen animal. The guy's chayev four or five times payment, even if he does like de'acher. We have three separate sources. Source number one, Rava says, is tzvachah v'charei. The pasuk compares tzvichah shechting to mechira. Mechira by definition means you need a third party. How do you sell it? You sell it to another person. Ma tzvichah mechira de'acher, a tzvichah de'acher. Just like mechira could be a de'acher, so the tzvichah can be, doesn't have to be, but it can be ali de'acher, and one's still going to be chayev if he shechts it by instructing a shliach to shecht on his behalf. That is one source. Debei Rav Shmuel Tana, a different source, that there is din of shlichas by dal v'hei. Oy, the rabbi says shliach. So tzvachai, oy mecharei, the oy comes to include a shliach. V'chizki Tana, tachas, the rabbi says shliach. V'chizki learns, the word tachas comes to be marba, shliach, tachas, the word tachas says that a shliach also is going to subject the person to a chiv dal v'hei. Okay, so we have three different sources that a shlichas would apply to mechayv the person dal v'hei. Even though Shimon shechted it, if Reuven stole it and he instructs Shimon to shecht it, Reuven will be chayav dal v'hei. So now, to answer our question for a mayor, very simple. Our problem was the chayra, our Gemara wanted to suggest that either a mayor agrees you don't have misa and mammon. If a person chayav misa, he's not chayav mammon. And that's why in Daf Lamed Vav, Rameir is going to say that Bitay will not be a person's ma'anas pitay. He won't be chayv mammon knas. Why? Because he's not chayv knas because he's chayv misa there. I, Rameir says by dalvei chayv dalvei for shechting on Shabbos or shechting by dezara. The chayv is misa there as well. No, the answer is no misa because he's doing it aydei shliach. It was the shliach that shechted it, not himself. Had he shechted it and chami, there wouldn't be a chayv mammon because the chayv of malchus would override. That is Rabbi Yechanan's answer. Maskler Marzutra. So Marzutra asks, let's think about let's add up the math over here. What's going on over here? We have, if Reuven would go and shech this animal on Shabbos, he would not be chayv dalvei. Why? We have kamei bedraminei, you have din of chimis and no chayv mammon. When he has instruct Shimon to do it, Reuven is not going to be chayv. Does that make sense? That if I do myself, I'm not chayv, and I do a shliach, I am chayv, typically of a klal, if I can't do it myself, I can't make a shliach. And there's not much the exact, those exact words, but the site is the same. How could the shliach more power than me to be mechayev midalvei? Says Gemara. Masko marzutra miyikamidi. Dilo avad ilo mechayev. If you do it himself, you will not be mechayev. Vav a shliach mechayev. And the shliach does it for me, he's chayev. If I do my own two hands, I'm not chayev. And if a shliach does it on my behalf, then I am chayev. Is the shliach action better than my own action? Does that make sense? Answer the Gemara very simple. It's not the pshat he's not chayev. It's not he's chayev, but we can't give him both punishments. When a person shechts on Shabbos and he's now subject to dalvei, he's taka chayev misa and he's also chayev dalvei. He's chayev both. He's chayev misa, chayev dalvei. The din of kam dramene doesn't mean big yisayin. It doesn't mean I'm not chayev for the lesser punishment. And there's chiv misa and chiv mammon, chiv misa chiv malchus. Doesn't mean he's a chayev for the malchus of the mammon. Since Bezdin is only able to carry out one punishment, so Bezdin carries out the stronger punishment, and therefore Bezdin won't carry out the lesser punishment. But it doesn't mean the perpetrator is not subject to the lesser punishment as well. So therefore, it's not like the shliach is being mechayev more than he's mechayev himself. He's chayev both. Bezdin just couldn't give both in the case we did himself. In the case we does a shliach, he's not chayev both. He's chayev both, and Bezdin can meet out both. Well, I shouldn't say he's chayv both. He's not chayv both. But the point is, he's chayv dalvei. He's not chayv for the misa because he didn't do the shchita. But he's chayv now dalvei because there is no other punishment for Bezdin to mete out regarding himself. And therefore, Bezdin can be chayv dalvei. So again, the answer simply is, he's not being chayv more aydei shliach aydei himself. He's always chayv dalvei. But in one case, Bezdin can't enforce it. In another case, Bezdin can enforce it. Okay. Ask the Gemara a basic question now. If you've established that Rameir, the case where he says one who shechts on Shabbos is chayiv, one who shechts on Vaydazara is chayiv, v'dal v'hei, in both those cases. Why? Because we established cases because he did not diachar, he didn't do himself. So then the Gemara is bothered by basic question. What's behind the chachamim? We send the price, the chachamim say, yipater! If Reuven steals an animal, and then he gives it over to Shimon to shecht, and Shimon shechts it on Shabbos, shechts on Vaydazara, Reuven is going to be chayiv, v'dal v'hei. What's behind the chachamim who say pater? Bishlama, if it was Reuven shechting himself on Shabbos, Reuven shechting avodah zarah, and now Reuven's chayv misa because of that act. So we have kamei bedraminei. That's what everyone argue. Chum patron the agrameir because they say kamei bedraminei. But now the Rabbi Yechon is explaining in Reb Meir that no avada by misa mamon Reb Meir would agree. You say kamei bedraminei. The reason why chayv is because it was shechta ayde acher. If it was shechta ayde acher, so there's no kamei bedraminei. What's takip shan the rabbanon? Now there could be a very simple answer, which the Shita points out already over here. Shita points out over here. It's really tasteless. If you just look at tasteless on Lamed Aleph, it's the fourth Tosfos from the bottom of the page. My time to Rabbanan the Patri. Remember what's there? What's better Rabbanan the Patri? If it's like Achar, look at Tosfos. Leiboy lememad leidarshi oy v'tachas l'rabis l'shdeir. It's a simple answer. The whole basis, the whole premise of this answer is that Amir has to agree. This whole answer of Rabbi Yechon, this whole explanation of Rabbi Yechon Amir works only if you hold that you can instruct the shliach to do the shchita and still be chayv dal behei. But if you hold that aydei shliach, there's no the dal behei, then this whole thing wouldn't start. Wouldn't make sense. You can't say b'tevech ayde acher yichayv dalvei. So maybe there are banan who argue and say nachayv dalvei. We're talking about b'tevech ayde acher, and they see a pater not because coming dramine. They hold you nachayv ayde shliach. Ancient Rabbeir applies over here as well. So Tais just points out that we don't want to say that. Why? Tais doesn't give a major lamdas. Tais just says because we don't want to say that the machleikus is a machleikus b'shlichus. It's not mashmor of machleikus b'shlichus here. So once we're establishing in Rabbeir that Rabbeir holds, we're saying yish shliach over here for the act of dalvei. We don't want to say that b'argan that prat. And therefore, what's pshat l'chamim? We want to come up with an explanation, not totally in shlichus. Says the Gemara, mask ibit vechay acher my time the rabbanon the patri. If you're talking about another a third party shechting it, so let's talk pshat the rabbanon. Let's say that this Reuven's patri dal dehei. We're assuming the rabbanon agreed to the idea of shlichus. You should be chayiv dal dehei. You're not chayiv misa anyway. Still be chayiv dal dehei. Man chachamim top of Lamadal Malav, Rib Shimini. The Chum is Rib Shimini, the Amar, Shita Shein Ruiz, is a Yisai that comes up many places in Shas, at least a half a dozen places in Shas. Rib Shimini, the Amar, Shita Shein Ruiz, Lesh Mashita. A Shita is not fit. What does that mean? It doesn't make the animal, the meat, kosher to eat. A Shita that doesn't make the basar kosher to eat is not called a Shita. It's not stam that, okay, you did a shchita, but it doesn't make the basa kosher. It doesn't have a shame shchita. Rav Shimon says halacha, the home base, top Rashi puts down, there's a home base in Vakama, Perk Meruba, home base in Kisi Adam, Uvais is Bnei, those are two in Brakka, of course, in Chulin. But the home base is, let's start from Isa Vesma, let's go work backwards in Rashi. The halacha is, you know, a shecht, a mother and a Vlad animal on the same day. Isa Vesma, le'sishchitu b'yamecha, you know, a shecht, a mother and Vlad animal on the same day. What if one shechts one of them and it's found to be a treifa? If you shecht, let's say it's found to be a treifa. According to Rav Shimon, there would not be an issue of shechting the Vlad that day. Why? Because since the shechita of the first one was a shechita shen eruya, which means it wasn't mat to the basa b'achila, it's not called a shechita. If it's not called a shechita, then you can shecht the other one that day. A similar lach, let's go back around. Rashi, ki sedam. The lach is one shechts animal, he has to do ki sedam. He has to cover the blood of the animal. The din of ki sedam only applies by a shechita eruya. A shechita that's mat to the animal to the bas beaten is a chiyuv of ki sedam. If shechita is not going to be matter, if let's say shecht the bird and you can't eat the bird because it's some sort of plastic in the shechita, there will no be chiyuv to be mechasa the dam, you don't have to keep the dam because it's not called shechita ruya. The case in Perek Meruba is, let's say, back to this more relevant to our sugya, dal behe. Let's say one shechts the animal, dal behe, he steals an animal and he shechts it, but the animal is found to be a treifa. When the animal is a treifa, there is no din of dal behe. Or let's say he steals a chulun animal and he shechts a bazara. Shechting chulun bazara renders it unfit to be eaten. You're not bring chulun bazara in the first place, but further, if you shech chulun bazara, it makes it asur to eat. So that shechita is not being matir the basa bachila. Again, there'll be no din of dal behe. One last case in Kedushin, Rashi doesn't mean this one, but in Kedushin, when we have the din of shechita shenariah, the halacha is that the tzipori mitzera, when he's being matar, and the process of being matar in the mitzera, so you shecht the birds. If you shecht the birds, but he doesn't have the ezev and the shi selas, he doesn't have all the other ingredients he's supposed to have for the process of being matar in the mitzera, halacha is doesn't work. And once it doesn't work, the halacha is that normally the bird that he the birds that he uses by the tzipori mitzera, one bird he shechts, one bird he sends away, is the asur b'hana. These birds asur b'hana, the bird he sends away is asur b'hana. The halacha is that won't be asur b'hana. Why? Because since it's a shechita shenariah, it won't make the bird asur b'hana. Okay. Various scenarios we have this idea of shechita shenariah. Says the Gemara, that's for us as well. We're talking about a case of shechita shenariah. Since the shechita shenariah was a shechita was unfit, therefore you're not chayav dalvei. That's for the chamim. Says the Gemara. One second. Hatenach avay tzicham v'shar nesko. That makes sense by avay dezara. Shechta avay dezara. It makes the whole animal asur mishum avay dezara. So as shechita shenariah. Shar nesko. To begin with, we didn't even discuss what's the tzad, why chayav dalvei in the first place. It's a worthless animal. Shar nesko. It's already has no benefit, has no value. The more we'll discuss that soon. But we understand certainly why it's called the shechita shenariah because it's not fit to eat. So those two I understand why it's not considered shechita shenariah, and therefore there's no chayav dalvei according to chamim. Ella shechita Shabbos shechita ruihi, but shechting on Shabbos was saying was also the third case where one's not chayav dal behe, and we're saying the reason why you're not chayav dal behe according to Mei you're chayav dal behe, and the case also shechta ideacher according to Chum you're not chayav dal behe because it's a shechita shenariah. Why is it shechita shenariah? Says the Gemara, fame a big chiddush in the Mishnah Chulin, the Tanan hashechta b'Shabbos uviyam kipurim afal pishes mechayev benafshoy shechita ksheira. If one shechts on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, on Shabbos is chayev Mrs. Bezdin, Yom Kippur is chayev Karis. The halacha is, even though it's chayev for the act of shechting on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he's the shechita still kosher. The act of shechita machsh the animal. So what do you tell me that shechting on Shabbos is a shechita shenariya, and therefore it's not al vei? It's not true. It is a shechita ruya. Such a shechita is still fit to be eaten. Says the Gemara, Savla Kabechan Asanler. So we have to say further that a shechita done on Shabbos, this chacham of the Braisa that say there's no din dal vei are going. That, like Rabbi Chanan Sandler, that it's taken not going to be shechita ruya. Why? Let's speak outside, then we'll see it inside. Rabbi Chanan Sandler is of the opinion that Maisa Shabbos, if one does an act of Malach on Shabbos, we're then going to show to Yom Kippur, we're saying over here, if one does an act, well, I mean, the truth is, our price is focused on Shabbos, we'll leave for Shabbos. If one shechts on Shabbos, if one does any halacha on Shabbos, going to Rechazan, if he does it, b'mezid, the halacha is the outcome remains asur. You cannot benefit from that outcome forever. You can't benefit from the outcome, and therefore it remains a shechita shenariah. A shechita shenariah. So that's going to be said. We're going to get into a conversation now about Maaseh Shabbos. Before we get into the conversation about Maaseh Shabbos, just to chazer over what we've had till now, get our bearings. We had Reish Lakish is suggesting that our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, who says that one is chayev both Misa, Malchus, and Mammon. So our Mishnah in Ksuva is saying chayev Mammon, Mishnah Malchus says chayev Malchus, and the truth is chayev both, because Mammon and Malchus, one could be chayev both. We asked, if you go like Reb Meir, why that Flamed Vav, coming up a few after now, we say that if one's Ma'anas Bitai, you don't give him, there's no Knas. Well, I presume because it's chayev Misa, but according to Reb Meir, let him be chayev Misa and Mammon. So the Gemara says, no, that's a big difference. Misa and Mammon, Reb Meir agrees, there's no chayev. Malchus and Reb Meir holds there's a chayev for both, but Misa and Mammon. I asked the Gemara, that can't be, because Reb Meir says that when one shechts Tavach HaMachar on Shabbos, on Lavay Dezara, one's chayev Misa for that Shechita, and he's still chayev Dal Behei. L'chay chayev Misa, still chayev Dal Behei. So how can you say that Reb Meir doesn't hold Misa of Misa and Mammon? The Gemara defects and says, no, we're talking about a case where he's not chayev Misa over there by the shechting, because he did an Aide Shliach. He did it via a third party. It was done with a third party. He didn't do the Shechit himself. The Shechit was done on Shabbos by a third party. Therefore, he's Chayv Dal Vey, because he's not Chayv Misa. It was done by Avodah Zarah, Aide third party. He's not Chayv Misa. There was Chayv Dal Vey. That was the Gemara's deflection. So really, we're sticking with our God. There are Meir holds Malchus and Mammon's Chayv, but Misa and Mammon, you can't be Chayv Mammon in the face of Misa. On that, then we're asked, if we're talking about Shechit Aide Acher, so why are there Rabbanan over the end of the Brisa saying, you're not Chayv? The Gemara is answering that the Rabbanan say, you're not chayev when a shech leidacha, because we're talking about a shechita shein ariyah. Since we're going to the shechita for Shemin, we're talking about a shechita shein ariyah because it's avodah zarah, because it's a shechita of Sharon Iskel, and now also because we're saying it's a shechita of Shabbos, and we're going to Rechla Sandler, that a shechita of Shabbos is usher to benefit from, and once a shechita shein ariyah, you're not going to be chayev dalvei, because the shechita is not called a shechita. Says the Gemara, we as Rechla Sandler say this halacha about Maisa Shabbos being usher, Savak Rechla Sandler, the Tanya Rechla Sandler says, First, you have Shitas Reb Meir. Tanya, Hamavash B'Shabbos. This is a famous halacha, Lagai B'Shabbos, and we have a bomb kasha on this Gemara, a shayla, really, more than a kasha, which we've spoken about many times. I'm still looking for a good answer. Hamavash B'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos. B'Shaygi, if he did it by accident, Yeichel, it can be eaten. He even sounds like he himself can even eat it. B'Mezid Le'echel. But if it's B'Mezid, he can't eat it. That's Tiver Meir. Reb Meir doesn't really seem to be discussing others. This is a big way of Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn Shitas Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. We're not going to go into those nuances because we really just need the main prat of Reb Chana Sandler. Rabbi Daimer, b'shege yechel. If you did a b'shege yechel mitz Shabbos, if you did a b'shege, you eat it, but only on mitz Shabbos, you have to wait till mitz Shabbos. B'mezid le'echel lamis. But if you did b'mezid, he can never eat that food if it was done b'mezid. Rabbi Yechasan Daimer, b'shege yechel mitz Shabbos. If he did the act on melacha Shabbos, the talking here about Bishul in particular, he can eat on mitz Shabbos. Lachem v'loy, but not him. Only others can eat it on mitz Shabbos. B'mezid le'echel lamis. If it was done b'mezid, he can't eat it forever. Le'loy v'lachem, not him, not others. No one can benefit from it if it was done amazing. Clearly, that last line is what we need. Rabbi Chassan holds that a Maisa Shabbos b'mezid, no one can ever benefit from. So if a guy shechts a Shabbos b'mezid, then no one's ever going to be able to benefit from that animal to eat that shechita, and therefore it's called the shechita she'enai ruya. My time to Rechon Sandler, what's the source of Rechon Sandler? Now the truth is, before you even see the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk now, there's really, as being machlekes when Rechon Sandler goes to Rabbanan the Raisa, there's in general on this topic, again, Remeir, you have Yehuda, you have Meir Shita, Yehuda Shita, and Rechon Sandler, on this topic of saying that this Isser be on a Maisa Shabbos, there's really three general ideas, three sources, to reasons to make it Isser. Either it's just Stama Knas, it's a kind of Knas, it's a Knas, Hamo Knas, a person did Maisa Shabbos. There's a din Isser Hana, Midrabana. There's a concept Midrabana, they mean Asbana, which is a little different than Knas. Knas is a concept for that he, because of Eber Nisr, we're going to Knas him. Israna is, could be more of the idea that we don't want him to go and do it again in the future. It's a Maisa Shabbos is a Cheftz of Isabana. Or we could have a Pasuk about the quote, which is Hikaitish Hain, and therefore it's a Dereis de Gedin. Three different ideas of what the source could be, why it's Asabana post facto once the Maisa Shabbos is done. And there's big enough Kaminas. Does it apply to himself only, or does it even apply to others? We see in the Lashon, Rabbi Yechasan, they focus very much on others. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, less so. They focus less on others. They focus on others less. Is it also another Shabbos to me? Is it Dafka Mezin? Or even Meshaygig? Is it Dafka during Shabbos? Or even after Shabbos? All these, the various reasons can play out nafkaminas in those those details. Okay, let's see the Gemara's explanation in Rechasan at least. My time to Rechasan there, Kiddush Reb Chia, Episcopal Beir Nisia, Reb Chia Darsha at the opening of the base of the base nasi. Ushmarat Mas Shabbos Kedesh Shilachem. Ushmarat Shabbos because Kedesh Shilachem. Makedesh Asa Bachila. Just like Kedesh, of course, Asa Bachila. Hekdesh is Asa Bachila. Afmais Shabbos Asa Bachila. So Mais Shabbos is Asa Bachila. We compare Shabbos to Kedesh to say that Mais Shabbos Asa Bachila. Imakedesh Asa Bana. Kedesh Hekdesh also Asa Bana. Afmais Shabbos should be Asa Bana. Tamlem Lachem Kedesh Shilachem. We Darshan Shilachem Yehi. So it's mutter for benefit. So you can go sell it to a guy. You can benefit. You can gift it to a guy, but you can't eat it. Avos Shabbos is sorry. Tamalim lechem shelchem yeh. Yachal filu b'shegeg. Now I may have thought it's usher even b'shegeg. So he's very clear. We're saying at least if you go to a pasuk, it will not be by b'shegeg. Only by it will only be usher by mezin. Yachal filu b'shegeg. Tamalimer mechalam ma'isumas b'mezin amar tlof b'shegeg. The pasuk where it says mechalam ma'isumas, those who desecrate Shabbos, achayev misa. Of course, talking about mezin. So we're talking about mezin dafka. Is it usher by no? The ma'isa is usher. I should say b'achila. Ma'isa Shabbos usher b'achila only. Only if it's b'mezin, if it's b'shegig, it will not be aser b'achila. And b'chlal was saying it's still mutter b'ana, only aser b'achila. Okay, but that's the reason why it's going to be considered shechita shenariya, because it's aser to eat this ma'isa Shabbos. Pliki b'rachim ravina. So b'rachim ravina to have a machlekes about this din of rechmas on there is it deraisa or is it drabanan? Chadam ma'isa Shabbos deraisa. Chadam ma'isa Shabbos drabanan. One says ma'isa Shabbos deraisa. One says it is drabanan. Manda b'deraisa. Because remember we just said a drasha. From Kikay the Shame, Manda Amma, we could be a Shabbos Hekdish. Manda Midrabanan, Amma Kakay the Shu, he Kaydish Vemasekaydish. He Kaydish Vemasekaydish. Adrabba, that Pasuk gave a deed the other way. It says Kikay the Shi, we say he, Shabbos is Kaydish, Vemasekaydish. But the actions that were done at Shabbos, if one does Malka Shabbos, is not going to be Kaydish. Now it's interesting. If you hold, like the Mandamar says, Drabanan, which means you didn't Darshi Kikay the Shu, so then why do you need a Miat for a Pasuk to say that it's not going to be, it's not going to be Asma Midrais, it's only Drabanan? Why do you need a Miat? If you hold, you don't darsh the pasuk of Ushmarat the Shabbos Kedush Hilachem, that you compare Shabbos Hekdesh, then why would I need? Amy Chasam Sefer already addresses this, not Chasam Sefer, sorry, I forget it was, who addresses this question. Maybe it's Chasam Sefer indeed, who addressed the question, and Lechari, I think it is actually, that he's bothered, that why do you need a miyat if you don't have the pasuk in the first place? Manavshah. And if you have the pasuk, then lechera. If you have the pasuk, then lechera. What's the? Well, we have the pasuk and then have a meat to extract the pasuk in this very same pasuk. Okay. Ulaman da amar derabanan ma'itamar derabanan patri. If you hold that the issur of hana of this of achila on a ma'isa Shabbos is only a rabbinic issur, so it comes down on a deraistic level. Ma'isa Shabbos is going to be mutter. If ma'isa Shabbos is still going to be mutter on a deraist level, you're back to the question. Derabanan said that one is patr v'dal behei for shechita of shechita is done on Shabbos. We explained why. L'chari shvichayev, according to Rabbanan, that we say, again, the case is, it was being shechted al-yidei acher. If it's being shechted al-yidei acher, there's no chiv misa for the perpetrator himself. And we are working with the Rabbanan agree with the idea of shlichus. So what's pshat the Rabbanan that we say, that you part of dal vehei, the guy should be chad dal vehei, and you can't tell me because it's not a good shechita shenariya, because it's aser b'achila. It's not true. According to this opinion, it's only midrabanan aser b'achila. The rice is still mutter b'achila. Kikapat rabanan shara. You're right. You have to say the rabanan only argued on the case of shara nisko and the case of voida zara. The case of Shabbos, the rabanan agreed or of mayor that there's a chiv dal vehei. Very interesting. It's not mashma in the brisa, but according to this, you have to say that the rabanan only argued in the last two cases. They didn't argue on the case of Shabbos. Okay. Now, before we go further to the Gemara, there's a bomb gash that we've had for many years already on Ma'isa Shabbos, and we've discussed different answers. The basic question is as follows. We're discussing that a person who shechts, who does the Bryce in specific cases, Bishel. He's been Vashel on Shabbos. The halacha is, B'shaygei is one din, B'meiz is another din. A person who's been Vashel on Shabbos, B'meiz, right? If he's been Vashel on Shabbos, B'meiz, so he obviously, for some reason, Nebuchadnezzar, he's in a bad place. He's in a bad status with his shmears of Torah mitzvahs, so he's not keeping Shabbos and he's kicking b'mezin. You're going to tell him that midrabanan argues the debate if it's drabanan or deraisa. If it's deraisa, it's a little bit better, but if it's even deraisa shred, but if it's certainly if it's drabanan, drabanan kilmong said you're not allowed to benefit. The guy doesn't care about, unfortunately, for lack of better words, he doesn't care about being over malacha deraisa on Shabbos. He's going to care about the rabbinic gezerah not to benefit from that halacha. What's the logic to say, you did it now? Okay, if you could say the simple answer, and then the answer that we have discussed in the past, we're talking about the guy did tshuva. Now, if it sounds funny, the guy did tshuva a minute later, not so crazy, because we don't mean a person that's necessarily an avarian, who's mamasha, he was totally being over on purpose, b'mezid, he wasn't keeping Shabbos, b'chal, and then in a moment, he decided to tshuva. It could be a person who bets him normally keep Shabbos, and he was succumb to temptation to be Mechal Shabbos in that moment. And then afterwards, now that he succumbed to temptation, we're saying, don't say what's done is done, and you can still benefit. No, the Rabbanan said it's also to benefit. So when we say tshuva, we don't mean mamish like the guy all of a sudden had a complete about face in his life. to do tshuva. Could be we're talking about a person that wasn't so far away from keeping Shabbos to begin with. He just had a momentary lapse in terms of his being able to hold back his taiva to not be mechal, not do malacha. But then afterwards, he's still generally still keeping Shabbos. He wants to go back, so that could be a simple explanation. But the kashya is a little more stuck in teretz. Again, if you're talking about where the din is din deraisa, okay. So the Torah says don't cook a Shabbos, and the Torah says won't cook the Shabbos. You can't eat it. So that's all din Torah, yeah. And if he's not keeping din and the Torah, presumably he won't keep din B either, but a little bit less sharp. If it's a din drabbanan, it's a big appeal, the abanan, a geyser for a guy who's not keeping the Torah, that he's gonna not keep that he shouldn't eat it. We find, remember, we did find, we've spoken out in the past, that a kayan, legabe tuma, they treated it more than murder, right? Kayanim, I think there was an example of Kayanim that actually got into a fight and committed murder in the base of Migdash, and the other Kayanim who didn't stop the murder were very extremely busy with how to get rid of the tumma for the base of Migdash. Get rid of the tumma. The tumma element scares them more than that other Isurim. We find, meaning, again, those older races, but we find that sometimes different Isurim talk to people more. Maybe Isra Achila talks to someone more than Isur of Shabbos. I'm not sure, but that could be perhaps another malach, that there are abundance Isur of saying you can't. But again, it's not Yisrael Chilu, it's of benefiting from Yisrael Shabbos. Somehow, that's going to protect or be an add-on to this story. So, okay, it's a good question. It's a shtaka question to be dealt with. Says Gemara, Teveach Lebeis Chavim. One who shechts Levay Dezara, we said, that he's chayv da'al behay. Ask the Gemara. Kivin the Shachav Yipurta, why is the Adal Vein Chiv B'chlal over there? Whether it's done by him, whether it's done by someone else, doesn't make a difference. Since it's being Shechav Vedzara, the second Shechav to drop of Vedzara, the whole animal became Asra Vedzara. So by the time it's ready, you finish the Shechit, you're not Chayv Dal Vein, until you do a full Shechit, and you do a full Shechit of two Samanim, right for two Samanim, then you're Chayv Dal Vein. By the time you finish the Shechit of two Samanim, it's already an animal of Vedzara, it's already Asra B'chlal. Kivin the Shachav Yipurta, it's like, it already became Asr, Idach Kikotavach Sish, but you're Shechting the rest, Lav Mar Kotavach. You're not Shechting the animal that belongs to the owner, then now you're Chayv Dal Vein for Shechting his animal. You're shechting an animal of Vaitzara. Yeah, you still chayav for the stealing of it, and you now cause it also to become Asr and Anah. You mean Asr also Vaitzara, but the shechita wasn't done to Yenim's animal. It's no longer his. That's the simple tank in the Gemara. It's no longer his because it's Vaitzara. Why you chayav dalvei? Amarava. So to speak, the cases where the guy says he has a mind that he's doing a Vaitzara on the end of the shechita. Says the Gemara, okay, Shar Niskel, and therefore, it's on the end of the Shechita, the Vaidzara only kicks in at the same time as the Chiv of Dal Vei. Shar Niskel, the case of Shar Niskel, Lavdi Dehu, the Kotavach, ask the Gemara, we point this out right away. Shar Niskel already has a din that's Chayv to be Niskel, and it's Asabana, so you're not Shechting Yenim's animal, why Chayv Dal Vei Bechal, the has no value to the owner. So the Gemara comes up with a very unique case. We're talking about a case where the animal was given, the ox was given to a shamer. It's not a shur nisku yet. And while the shamer was watching it, that's where it did the damage and killed someone. The name of base shamer, and it was subject, it was given the psak that it needs to go to the skila. This is all while it's in the base shamer. And the ganav stole from the base shamer and then shechts it. And therefore, it's chad alvei. How do we change things? The still shur nisku. So we'll speak outside. Well, we'll speak inside. The Mar doesn't really elaborate. Vermeer Savala. Kerb Yaakov, Savla Kerb Shimon, Savla Kerb Yaakov, the Amar, Af Mishenig Mardinai, Hechzir Shem Lebalav, Mukzer, the Savla Kerb Shimon, Amar, Dabar Ger Lamam, and Kimam Adami. Two you say this. Two very big you say this. If Reuven is watching Shimon's animal, and this case, and then it does an act of killing a person and gets a psak that it's Chayef Skila, can Reuven go and give back the animal to the owner and say, here's your animal? The halacha is yes, he can. Even though it has no value, it's going to be it's a shor nisku. Since he's giving back physically the intact animal the way he got it, the halacha is that Rabbi Yaakov holds he can give back the animal, and it's considered that he returned the animal. It could be maybe there's a obligation to be the shemayim could be, but the point is that he's giving back the animal. Physically by Shar Hashem, the way he got it, and therefore he's considered to have returned what he received. Okay, so the shame in our case would have been able to give the animal back to the original owner and been exempt from paying back. Once the animal gets skila, he can't, and then he's chayev. But he would be able to give the animal back and be exempt. Therefore, when the ganav goes and steals from the shamer, he's taking away the shamer's ticket from being putter, from paying back the animal. So the ganav, therefore, is causing him the loss. We hold, davar garen l'mam, that's the second in, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, that davar garen l'mam is something which causes monetary loss, or which causes causes monetary value is considered like mammon. Since for the shamer, having this animal is saving him the value of the animal, of having to pay back the animal, even though it's a dead animal walking, it's going to get skila, it gives him the ability to give back the animal to the original owner. And now that this ganav took it away, he took away that ability, that's called a gneva, because for the full value, because tevar gan mammon is kemammon. So that's the case where you have a shar nisko, where the ganav is chayav for stealing it and shechting it, he's going to be chayav dal behe. Rabba Amar. Now we have a new answer to our question. Remember, we had a problem in the Brisa. Our mayor said, Yechayev dal dehei. We said, Yechayev dal dehei for shechting by Shabbos, shechting by Avodah Zarah. And the question was, where mayor holds Misa Umaman, even our mayor agrees, you're not mechuv to pay. So why by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is Yechayev dal dehei? Rabba Amar, lo'elim b'tevei chayidats, may shechted himself. He himself did the shechita. For a mayor on top of a maze, lo'ikom mishalam islei. Stick what you originally said. Rabbi holds that you get Malkus and Mammon, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Malkus both work in tandem. You chay Malkus Mammon, and the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav says you're not chay Misa and Mammon. You only chay Misa and Mammon. That also Rabbi agrees. Rabbi holds Misa Mammon. Misa Mammon. You don't have to pay. But by Misa you don't have to pay Mammon. Says the Gemara. I what's pshat in the Brisa of Dal Bei Shani Hani. These cases are different. The chiddush shechitcha Torah beknas, avagav the mikdal mishalim. The din, the Torah is mechadash v'beknas. It's a chiddush. When you have a chiddush din over there, taka des chiv misa and still chiv mammon. Jump at the top. Rashi, second line. Rashi says kol mish beknas chiddushu. It's interesting. That's not supposed to push lash gemara. Lash gemara sounds like there's a chiddush in knas here. The Rashi seems to learn that the knas itself is a chiddush. When I damage someone, I got to pay value. When I damage, that makes sense. That's logical. Paying more, any more than what I damage, is already not necessarily so logical. That's Rashi learns. Others want to learn from Serpents to elaborate and say, no, that even within knas, there can be a concept of a knas. But then there's knas that's beyond the what we consider the normal than a knas. And that knas that's beyond the normal than a knas, that's already considered a bigger chiddush. So by a chiddush, we say, yes, there's dinamisa and mammon, but normally we wouldn't say that. Rabbi goes, reasoning to Amar Rabba. This idea that Rabbi says that one can be chayiv dal behei for an act of Shabbos. That's the key point. He's chayiv at the same time. He's chayiv chayiv misa for Shabbos. He's still going to be chayiv dal behei, and we won't say that there's a common Rabbi. We won't say that he chayiv misa and not the mammon. Rather, he chayiv both. Rabbi goes to shtasai. Amar Rabba. Rabbi makes a fundamental difference. He makes a chiluk in the case. If he had a stolen goat in front of him and he shechted it on Shabbos, chayiv. He's chayiv dal behei. Now he shechted on Shabbos. Shechted on Shabbos chayiv misa. Still chayiv dal behei. That's our din that we want to connect to. But here's a chiddush. The reason why it's chayv dalvei over there, shekvar nischayv b'gneiv b'kayim b'shavim l'diyas Shabbos. The only chayv over there dalvei because the gneiv took place before Shabbos. He's rei chayv for gneiv. Now the act, the chiddushu of the dalvei of the extra payments is happening b'shas the shechita on Shabbos. It's a chiddush, and he's still chayv misa and mamma at the same time. However, what if he was gonna tefach b'Shabbos putter? If he stole it and shechta on Shabbos itself, meaning he didn't just steal before Shabbos, he went on Shabbos. And the act of gneiva was done in tandem with this for Shabbos. Let's just say he stole it all for Shas Shechita, or he did another Malach of Shabbos to do the stealing. The point is the stealing came along with the Malach of Shabbos. Then over there, the Malach is he's going to be put with Dalvei. You know why? Because on the Keren, remember, only by a Chiddushu, by the Dalvei, by the Chiddush payment, do we say this din, the Yechai Misa Mammon. By the Keren payment, by the base payment, we don't say there's din of Misa Mammon over there. You'd be exempt from the Mammon if you are also Chai of Misa at the same time. So over there, we're going to say that he's not chayiv for the base payment because that was done at the same time of Misa. And once you're not chayiv for the base payment, you're not chayiv the third of, you know, the extra three or four times payment as well. Shemein gneiva and tficha mechira. Once you're not chayiv the gneiva, you're not chayiv of the tficha mechira. Vamra, Rabbi says a very similar halacha. It's actually, the more than he almost asks, it's identical. Let's say he stole an animal already. He already stole an animal, utafchem machteris. And then on the way tunneling out of the house, he shechted it. The halacha is, when one is tunneling under a house, that person is considered chayiv Misa. The owner of the house, if he bumps into him, has to be concerned the guy is willing to kill him, the perpetrator is willing to kill, and therefore the perpetrator is allowed to be killed. So it's considered a getter of being chayv misa. So if while he's in the machteris, he shechts the animal, the halach is, he's chayv dalvei, he's still chayv dalvei. Because, same idea, shaykh friend is chayv b'gneva, because he's chayv b'yisr. He had already stolen it before he went in the tunnel. He stole it, and then he is tunneling out after he stole it, then he's chayv the dalvei. If, however, if Shirkar Shaib be made kind of the Ismachteris, he was Chayim Gneiv before he got to the Ismachteris. If, however, got up a tough Machteris, if he stole it in the Machteris itself and Shechted the Machteris, so the whole Gneiv took place when he already was in a matzav Mechim Chaimisa, Pater, over there is going to be Pater. Shemein Gneiva, Gneiva, ain't Tvicha Mechira. Because if you don't have Gneiva, you don't have, if you're missing in the Gneiva, you're missing Tvicha Mechira. Nobody missing Gneiva because you have a Kamaz Ramane, he's Chayim Misa for being Machteris. And the Bishas Gneiva, and once you're missing the Gneiva, the base Gneiva payment, you're missing, you're not Chayav Dalvei either. It says Gemara, is Rabbi not saying the same thing twice? Tzricha, we need both cases. Yesh bin Shabbos, if you tell me the case of Shabbos, which is the Yisrael Elam. Shabbos is a everlasting Isser, as opposed to Avmataris Isser Shah, meaning the Isser of Chiyah Bisa for Shabbos is always, since the time, since it never stops. Whereas Machteris is only a momentary Chiyah Bisa, he's only Chiyah Bisa in that moment, and therefore maybe that one, we wouldn't have the same din to Pater of the Pater of the Mammon. Avmataris Isser Shah, Emeloi, maybe I would say his din of Misa does not Pater for the Mammon by Machteris, and on the flip side, Yeshmin of Machteris, I would say Mishmin Machparte, Zuyas Rasay, because by Machteris is no din of Asra. The din of Machteris, that is the Asra of the Shabbos to buy Asra. Shabbos, when you need Asra, Emeloi, maybe I'd say Taka that the Chiyav Misa does not take away the Chiyav Mammon. Shricha, therefore, in both cases. Amar Papa. Haisa, a similar psak. He just adds he's going to add the element of Shula. I know it's a bit late for davening. Let's just see your Papa, and then we'll stop. Amar Papa. Haisa. Let's say he has stolen a para and he shechted on Shabbos chayiv, similar to Rabbis did. Shvaras chayiv b'gneiv b'kayim shavu d'yisa Shabbos. Ha'isa para shuul alai, but if the para was only borrowed to him, he only borrowed it, he tefachim b'Shabbos, then he shechted on Shabbos, then he's pater. Why? Amalei Rab Acha b'reid Rab Larbashi, Rab Papa paras v'shminan. What's the Rabbi teaching us? The case of para instead of another type of animal, meaning the chiddush, they're talking about a cow. What's the chiddush? Gemara says no. Amalei Rab Papa shuula v'shminan. He's coming to teach us the idea of shuula. Why? Sagi d'akamin hola v'Rab Papa mishas meshicha d'schayv v'mizaynisah. When one borrows an animal, the second he does meshicha, he's chayv in the mizaynis animal. Since he's chayv in the mizaynis animal, as the second he borrows it, maybe that's already the zman chiyuv that took place before Shabbos, and then when he shechts on Shabbos, he would be chayv d'alvei. So the Havmin is Mishas Sheila is Chayv Einzer. He's Chayv Mishas Sheila in the Einzer, and therefore that's him. Once he's Chayv in Mizaynus, he's Chayv in the Einzer, and therefore he's considered Chayv for the animal before Shabbos, and therefore the Shechita on Shabbos will render him yes Chayv Dal Vehei because you have the Karen being Mechuyah before Shabbos. Kamash Malan that no, there are Papa holds that by a Sheula maybe he's responsible, but he's not called Chayv for it. He's responsible for the animal the second he borrows it, but the Chiv only comes to place once the animal is damaged. And based on this, the Gemara is going to talk about a case of when a father leaves over an animal, leaves over a parashul to the children, but we ran out of time. Mitzvah, I'll pick it for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.